It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Welcome back to your Tech Report.
Welcome back to your Tech Report. He is Mitchell Whitfield. I am Mark Aflalo. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for following along on all of social media. It is at Your Tech Report, especially YouTube, youtube.com/Your Tech Report. It is a focus of ours, Mitchell, of getting great content up there, one of our most popular content happens to be the subject of our next interview.
You know, that was a beautiful segue, as I like to say, a beautiful segue, Mark, because yes, our most popular videos are associated with one brand, and that brand is Super 73. And if you don't know Super 73, we talk about them a lot on the radio show, obviously we a lot on YouTube, where, you know, a lot of videos about Super 73. Fantastic company that makes these great, and I'm not going to say e-bikes, because they're not e-bikes, they're not bicycles, they're electric motorbikes, and they have this great throwback design from the 70s, like the mini bikes from the 70s, and they're gorgeous, and I think the reason we fell in love with them is not just for the products they put out, which are fantastic, but the people behind the products, the company itself, the people that put their heart and souls into this, into everything they do and everything they make. And I think that's why we bonded with them. In particular, we kind of bonded with our guest, co-founder, one of the co-founders of Super 73. He is Michael Canavo, joining us again, friend of the radio show. Michael, thanks for joining us, man.
Thanks for having me. I wish that I got an introduction every time I walked into a room.
You know what? What was the movie where the guy had his own theme band? It was one of the takeoff, one of the theme movies. I think Bernie Casey in the movie had his own, you know, theme band that traveled with him. I'm going to be your own walk in the door intro guy. But as you go in, anywhere you go, you know, funny thing about Michael Canavo, this, how would you like that?
I love it. I mean, let's start it today.
Coupled with theme music, I think we're definitely got something going here. Hey, Michael, before we dive into some of the products, I heard you moved recently, and this is a big thing because Mitchell, you know, he likes coming down to visit you. I think, are you even further now? Because maybe he complains every single time. He's like, I love going out to see them. They're so far.
I don't complain every time.
I'm joking.
Yeah, you guys have some new digs there.
We're only about 40 miles away from Mitchell, but with LA traffic, that's like 3 days.
It's like 2 hours. It depends on the day. That could be 5 minutes or it could be 3 hours.
It's really frustrating, but we actually did just move, or we're moving right down the street. You can actually almost see our new warehouse from our old warehouse, which is pretty cool. We just upgraded space. We were just growing so fast, needing to hold more inventory, needing to do more projects, needing to hire more team. And the spot we had, while we love it, it just wasn't, you know, we were outgrowing it. People are taking phone calls outside in the parking lot because there's just no more room. So we are moving to a space that's about three times as big. And what we love about the space is it actually has a built-in store. And we haven't
that's
really
great.
Talked about this much. So this is kind of the first time we've ever mentioned this is happening. We're going to be having our first ever Super 73 store there in Irvine.
That's awesome.
People are going to be able to come in, check out our products, check out our collaborations, check out what we're doing, get the whole riding experience. We have like a test track we're going to be doing. And it's just going to be way more built around the community. Because what we realized was the community really wanted to come and check us out. And so we'd be getting people showing up and they're walking into this busy office that has like 17 people sitting on top of each other trying to get work done. So that was a big incentive for us to find a new spot that could host the community. So we've got everything from, you know, apparel coming out. We've got a podcast studio that we're building into it because people really love to hear about the tech and what's going on. We have an R&D facility that's actually in our warehouse. So we not only have, you know, our shipping and inventory warehouse where we can do repairs and shipping, but we have an R&D side, which is really exciting. So it means cooler stuff's going to be coming out.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, it also helps you. I mean, I'm also looking at this pragmatically. It helps you in terms of logistics because, if I'm not mistaken, bigger facility means more inventory, means you can get more bikes out to the people. It must greatly increase your ability to get stuff out to people right away, correct?
Yes. Shipping, as you and most people have known, has always been a tough spot for us because as a small company, you just can't ship that much product. You have to do things on a smaller scale and people have to wait. Therefore, you have this pre-orders, a six-month wait. But on that subject, we have great news. All of our Super 73 S1s, which are kind of like, that's like our baby. You know, that's like the the most popular one.
Right.
All of those pre-orders are being shipped out. They started last week, and they will be finishing this week. So everybody who's waiting on a Super 73 S1 will be riding by the end of this week, early next week. And then the Zs, the Super 73 Zs, which are a really exciting new bike, all those pre-orders are being shipped out this week and next week. So we are going to be done shipping those pre-orders, before the end of the month. And then the Super 73 original 2018s are short behind. So after that, we will no longer be a pre-order company, as long as, we don't sell out of inventory. But we'll be carrying a lot more, which I think we're going to be able to manage really well. People will be able to buy their bike and ride it, that same week. And that's something that, a lot of other companies that are following in our footsteps haven't been able to do. And we knew the importance of getting people riding faster. And so that was something that our team was so dedicated to doing. We actually moved our manufacturing facilities to the Czech Republic, Taiwan, and the USA. So now we're made in Europe, made in Taiwan, and made in the USA, just so that we have more control over what we're doing. It's no surprise to anybody that the tariffs affected us as well.
Right.
And that was something we saw it coming, and so we got ahead of it, and we're really happy we did, because the new stuff that's coming out is just coming out faster, better, stronger, and we're just really excited to keep moving.
Well, Michael, as you know better than anyone, the interwebs and social media are very interesting, because usually it's a very vocal minority that tends to get attention. And we talked about, sometimes the challenges of getting products out in a timely manner. And again, things that have nothing to do with you, that have to do with other countries, their ports, how long something stays in a port, which you guys can't control. And it all kind of comes down to something I sort of touched on off the air with you at the beginning, which was, you guys came on the scene with a great product, a great team. You exploded, became very popular very quickly. But there's also a scary part that goes along with that. Because as a new company, there are things that, in the pipeline that you want to do, that you have to do, and you still, there are challenges along every part of that journey. So there's a great part of it, but also a scary part, because sometimes you have to play catch up with manufacturing, with shipping. But it seems like you guys are through that portion, and now you're kind of into the good times. It's kind of an exciting time for the company, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it is, and it's funny. Looking back, we've been at points where we're literally driving through Long Beach at 12 o'clock at night looking for containers, because there's no containers. That's the crazy part that you don't think about when, you start something like this. We wanted to make bikes, and there's so many little parts of it, and, shipping does add huge variables to the mix, and things like, your bikes are ready, but there's no containers to put them in. And it's like, all right, let's get that figured out. So getting those things dialed in is really such an important factor. And I think, I think the public's going to be able to see that as we continue to grow, that we've got those little details dialed in, which allows us to be way more passionate about, the actual bikes.
Yeah, I totally get it. And you guys, use the word passionate. And I don't think there's a product that I've ever tested, and I think Mark can attest to this as well, because he has his S1 as well. We both ride these things. I've never seen a reaction to a product, a true visit. And I talk about this with you all the time, Michael. I'll call you up sometimes. We'll talk about business, and I'll say, I've never seen people react to a product out on the street the way they react to a Super 73. Because I'll be riding my S1. I take my S1 out at night because, of course, it has that great LED headlight and LED lighting, so I feel safe at night riding it. Mm-hmm. I'll go pick up my food that I order to go. I'll take it in the hills and drive down Ventura and get it. Even at night when it's hard to see, I have multiple people stop me saying, hey, what is that? Where can I learn about that? That is so cool looking. And I think it's that sort of bond that people instantly have with it visually. And then when they ride one, it makes that bond even stronger once they see how great it rides. I've never seen a product that people have that reaction to. And that really is the core of what you guys are and what you guys do. It's that connection to your customers and your consumer base.
Thank you. Yeah, I completely agree. I mean, we talk about this a lot in the office, how important this child is that we've been raising, the Super 73.
That you birthed.
We talk about it like it's our child. And it's really interesting, because, I've worked a lot before this. I've created a lot before this. But this is the one that we all agree on, my partners and I, that this one has like a soul. It has some spirit. And we really want to nurture that. And the fact that you mentioned how unique it is, I was sitting in the office yesterday, and I got a DM from Dennis Rodman, and he said, "Hey, you guys in the office?" And I said, "Yeah." And he goes, "Okay, I'm coming over."
And just like that.
Dennis Rodman just came over and hung out with us for the evening. He ordered food to our warehouse and had dinner with us. And he just wanted to be around the brand, and he wanted to learn about it. And the fact that a man who's known for being so different, quirky, you know, ahead of his time, whatever you want to call it, the fact that he came over to our warehouse was just such a, it was an honor. It was such a weird honor that you know, somebody who is known for being original is jazzed about what we're doing. And it's just things like that every day that blow us away. And that's why we love our community so much. You know, from like Will Smith to Dennis Rodman, you have two different ends of the spectrum, and that
right.
they both have stood behind us and helped us grow. And that's just so exciting for us.
Does that still surprise you, though, Michael? Does it still surprise you to get DMs like that?
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm sitting a foot away while he's eating his Boston Market, and I'm like, what am I doing? Like, what reality is this? It feels like I'm in some alternate dimension that hasn't broken yet. It's exciting. I'm just so honored that people love what we're doing so much. I can't be more proud of the product that our team has made. It's been such a team thing, and you know, even the people that we have, you know, working customer service or working logistics, like we're a family, and they're going to stay there as late as we're going to stay there if we have a project to finish.
Well, you know, having hung out with you guys, I can tell you it's a fun, it's not only a creative place and a fun place to hang out, but good people. And like you said, like we've said before, you can tell how great a product is going to be or turn out by the passion of the people that are behind it. And this is a passionate group, and you don't treat it like it's just your job. It's not a 9-to-5. And I know it sounds like a little bit of a cliche, but when something is more than a 9-to-5, when it's a passion product, it really does show in the products that people make. And I think it comes through with Super 73. And I want to touch a little bit because, you know, the S1, as we said, is sort of become your staple. And that's the one that, you know, that I ride, that Mark rides, but there mm-hmm. are other bikes in the lineup. And one of the things that people are really excited about, we did a first ride video of the prototype of the Z, and this is price-wise is your most accessible bike, which I think a lot of people were excited about just on the price alone, that they can get into, you know, a Super 73 at a lower price point, because again, you have different customers that have different wallets, different needs, and mm-hmm. it's nice that you have different products that fit those different, you know, potential customers. So the Z, you said, is shipping now or shipping in the next couple of weeks, and you guys must be excited because you're going to have a lot of people really jazzed about a less expensive, a more pocket-friendly Super 73.
Yes, and you know what? Speaking of the Z, we've kind of alluded to this before. I think we might have alluded to it with you, but all of those people who pre-ordered the Z, sight unseen,
right.
are going to get a big surprise, and I'll go ahead and unveil it right now. All of the pre-ordered Zs have the same speed as the S1s. And that was something that initially we weren't going to do. We were going to have them top out around 17 miles an hour.
Right.
But our engineers overseas, because we design everything here. And then as we're making it, Aaron was overseas. Aaron's my business partner. And he was like,
"We love Aaron, yeah.
I think I could make this as fast." And we were like, "Try it." And we tried it, and the price fit, and it worked. And so all those Z pre-orders, and then we actually have a surplus that are actually going to be available to buy. They go as fast as the S1, which is so great.
Wow.
Because, you know, people are going to be able to keep up with the S1s. And it's a smaller bike. It's meant to be more of a bike for, we call it the Z because we really love Generation Z. And that's kind of
right.
what it was aimed towards, was current high school students and even, you know, women who aren't stoked about climbing up on an S1, even though it is a smaller bike.
Right.
We made it for them, and so the takeoff is a little bit more smooth. You know, when you hit your throttle on the S1, you're going. The Z is a little bit of a climb, so it'll kind of slowly get up to speed, so you can feel safe with your kids riding it. You can feel safe if you're a smaller person riding it. But we did want to have that speed there as well. So we're working on, like, the future of the Z. Right now, everything's kind of up in the air. We're really dialing in what we want that bike to be.
Right.
A couple of big box stores are fighting for it right now, so it's kind of exciting. But we're going to dial in what that future is going to be like over the next probably couple of months.
Okay, I got to stop you here, even though you gave me a natural break point to come in, and I'm not technically stopping you, but let's just say I'm interrupting you. Michael, wait, I'm stopping you. I really think, you know, you're being a very humble guy, as you are. You're a humble, good guy, but I think you're underselling this a little bit because I rode the prototype that was less powerful. I rode the less powerful prototype that we're talking about, okay? And I know you're saying it's more of a smooth acceleration. I thought there was plenty of power in the prototype that I rode. I thought it was plenty zippy, plenty powerful. And again, it's a smaller, lighter bike. So, you know, physics do come into play here where it's going to have some nice pep because it is a little bit lighter, a little less mass that's being propelled here. And I thought it was plenty peppy and plenty fun to ride. So now you're saying, hey, by the way, we're actually over delivering, which I love when companies done undersell, over deliver. That's the best.
Yeah.
You're getting more than you ever imagined. Usually it's the other way around. People promise everything and you get half of it and they, oh, Apple, I'm talking to you. So, I mean, I just think it's really cool that you guys took something that, in my opinion, was already a lot of fun to ride, even in prototype form, and made it that much better. I think you're going to have a lot of happy customers getting these bikes. They're going to be really thrilled, and they're going to be really excited to ride them.
Well, thank you. I think you make a good point. You know, we're all adrenaline junkies over here.
Right.
John, our CEO, John, is currently getting his paramotor license, where you strap a giant fan to your back and go up in the air.
Oh,
so
dear.
We push it. We definitely push it. So when I say something slower, it's slower for us who on a daily basis are pushing electric vehicles to be as fast as they can go.
That's right.
You know, tomorrow we could have a Super 73 that goes 75 miles an hour. But the truth of the matter is we're not trying to do that right now. And a lot of companies are coming out with their own little versions and marketing them as Super 73 killers. They go 45 miles an hour. Truth of the matter is, and I'm glad that I got a chance to speak on this, those bikes are illegal. They can't be sold as e-bikes because or e-motorbikes, whatever that middle ground is going to be, because they exceed the speed that the law allows. So what you have there is an uninsurable bike. So a company can't actually buy insurance to cover that bike. So if somebody does go down going 45 miles an hour, there's no insurance there because that bike is not regulated within the U.S. or especially the EU. The EU is even stricter. That bike's not legal to sell. So you see all these little pop-up companies pushing these super fast electric mopeds, electric bikes. They're going to kind of ruin it for everyone because there's no way to insure that or register that or make that a safe consumer product. And so while I do say we're adrenaline junkies, safety is one of our biggest things. And so we keep things within legal regulations. You know, we have one of the best insurance you can get. We literally have motorcycle insurance for our bike because we want people to be so safe riding these things. I have gone a stupid speed on a Super 73 that we cranked up just to see what it can handle. But the truth is we would never allow that into the market because we're so focused on safety. So you see a lot of other companies coming out with these faster, pushing it harder, going further. And it's just such a dangerous game because once people start to get injured on those things, regulation is going to crack down across the board.
Yeah.
And you're going to see electric vehicles start to choke because of how dangerous they are when they're not regulated. So, that's something I'm really glad I got a chance to speak to because we do talk about that a lot in the office when we see these new high-performance things on Kickstarter or Indiegogo. And they sell 300-500 in a couple of days. It's a really dangerous game. Those bikes, they're death machines.
Well, I mean, on the safety side, absolutely, you're absolutely right. And again, I've seen some of these bikes, I've looked at them, and, you know, people say, oh, look, it's a Super 73, but half the price. Like, number one, it's not. Not only just unsafe in terms of the performance, but you're also talking about a lower quality frame. They're not going to use, like, the steel frame that you guys use. And, of course, they always cheap out on the battery. And those are two things that, you know, the battery is going to be the first thing that goes, not only holding a charge, you know, failing, but also length, you know, the, you know, because all these batteries, you know, have a shelf life, but, you know, these things just breaking down and cheaping out on that, on those particular things, they're not going to last very long. And I've had that experience. I've tried these bikes and it's just, it's sad. So, you know, again, if you love Super 73, go to super73.com and you can see a whole selection of bikes and certain different things that fit your budget that, you know, are made by people that actually care, that are safe and that are going to last you a really long time. I just wanted to talk real quick before we go, the original, you have the original as well. Talk a little bit about the original, because people now, I think, have, you know, from us especially, talking about the Z and the S1, I don't want them to forget about the bike that started it all, and it's going to be something that people are going to be riding again soon.
The original is like, that was our firstborn. That was the bike that we launched on Kickstarter. Now, obviously, the design has changed a little bit as we've grown and learned more. But what this is it looks like our original Super 73, the one that kind of made news the first time. This bike has got a lot more torque. It's got a lot more kick, and it's way better for that kind of adventure rider. So this is something that we really wanted to dial in. When we initially launched them on Kickstarter, they had mid-drive motors, which means the motor's in the middle of the bike, and it powers the chain, which powers the wheel.
Right.
As we put those bikes out on the street, we saw that the performance was amazing, but they required a lot of maintenance. Mid-drive motors require, you know, kind of like a high-end car, regular checkups, you know, maintenance, things like that. So what we've done is we took that motor in the middle, put it in the back wheel. So now you have direct power. So when you hit that throttle, the motor's powering the wheel. It's not powering a chain, which pulling on the back, which powers the wheel. You know, it's powering the wheel directly.
Right.
So that bike is way more efficient. We haven't done an actual range test yet, but we think we're going to be pushing 50 miles to the charge. Now, we got to make sure that we are going to be able to do that. But the battery power and the direct performance is so much better utilized. The original bikes went maybe 20 miles to the charge. So that's a way bigger upgrade from there.
That's a huge difference.
And we're really excited about that. So we're just doing a little more research. Those bikes are actually almost done. They're ready to ship.
We're just
dialing in a few little things here and there. But those will be available as well. And, you know, within about a month or two, those ones you're going to be able to order and receive immediately. Now, you can still order them. You can do the pre-order, and then you'll be one of the first to get it. But they will be available with the other bikes as well.
Well, you know, you promised me a test ride in Woodland Hills on one of the originals, and I'm going to take you up on that because, you know, living in the hills, having that extra zippity-doo-dah going up those hills, you've seen they're very steep, almost like San Francisco-like here.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to test it in my own neighborhood. We'll strap a camera to me. We'll make it like a whole big video thing. Can we do that?
Yeah, the name of the game is Torque. That's definitely what that bike is all about.
I'm going to change my name to Torque Whitfield. I could be a weatherman if I was Torque Whitfield. I won't do that. Mark is giving me the heart of a look. Hey, Michael, I know you guys are busy, and I'm not saying that as a sort of, hey, we know you're busy. I know that you're busy, and I appreciate you taking the time here. We're going to be doing some videos on you guys. I believe I'm coming out to visit you guys next week. I'm going to do my first ride on the production version of the Z. We're going to do a video on the original as well. We're going to see your new digs out there, the new facilities. So we're going to have a bunch of videos. If you're following us on YouTube, you know, YouTube.com/YourTechReport. Check out and make sure you check out all of our videos for Super 73 that we've done already and the ones that are yet to come. Michael Canavo, co-founder, friend of the show. I like to call you my friend, which I think is like probably the coolest thing of all. I appreciate your passion, not only what you do, but also the passion that you have for your customers and your community. And we're really happy that you took the time to talk with us today. And I hope you're going to come back with us again. I hope we didn't scare you too much.
I will always come back. You guys, thank you so much for giving us the opportunity. I mean, it was like a year and a half ago when we first came on your show, and you really helped introduce us to the market. So I'm super grateful for you guys. Love your guys' fans. The Your Tech Report people are some of the coolest people. You guys buy so many bikes.
That's good. Keep buying them.
Being a great part of our community.
Thank you to Michael Canavo, and thank you guys for being here. It is Your Tech Report. He is Mitchell Whitfield. I am Mark Aflalo. We're going to take a quick break and come back with, how about Asus?
Your Tech Report will be right back.
I'm Jeff Woods, and I'm shining a light on music and the rock stars who make it.
He just was one of those people. He stood out.
He was a magic guy. He really was a magic guy. We all have force. He had the same amount of force as we all had.
This was before Led Zeppelin. Robert was full on. I mean, he was Led Zeppelin without the band behind him. He had the hair, the jeans, the whole thing, you know. And he was amazing.
The Records and Rockstars podcast, heard around the world and yours to hear wherever you get podcasts. All the episodes from JeffWoodsRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Connie Thiessen, the host of Broadcast Dialogue, the podcast. We focus on Canada and the challenges facing Canadian radio and TV, as well as highlighting those moving the industry forward from podcasting and streaming to new broadcast tech. Check us out at broadcastdialogue.com or your favorite podcast app.